Nova Guest List Podcast
with Kieran McGuinness.
The very best in indie, alternative, and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.
Yeah, after you by the Blades on Radio Nova. This is the All Irish Hour with Kieran McGuinness. Hello, I am Kieran McGuinness. That's what that is. We are chatting about Ireland Music Week this hour. I'm going to do a little special on it, going to play loads of the brilliant acts that are at it. And as well, we have two of the fantastic acts at it. We have David St. Clair in the house. How are you doing, David?
All good, how are you?
Yeah, very good, thank you. And we've got two members of Cable. We have Ava and we have Booney. How's it going, guys?
Hello.
Yeah, that's good. That's the way to do it. It's a pleasure to have you. So we're going to be chatting about the festival. We're going to be chatting about some acts to check out. And we're also going to be chatting about, you know, what it means to play festivals like this. So, David, I'm going to just put this out there. David's a little tired. He's had an incredible trip to Japan. How was Japan, by the way? Was it good?
It was amazing. Yeah, I was trying to not speak Japanese while I'm on air tonight, but I'll be fine.
You became fluent in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Perseverance.
That's just a small thing. This is not related to Ireland Music Week, but like, that's pretty cool that you went to Japan.
Really, yeah, solo cool. Tour all across Japan is amazing, David. Yeah.
Well done. Just pinch me, I'm awake.
He's awake. That's good. Okay, so so we're going to chat about the festival. We're going to chat about the bands playing. We're going to make some recommendations as well. So it's going to be a full show. So just briefly, Booney, I'll go to you first. Yeah. Well, your name is Ben, right?
It is.
And where'd you get?
I'm at home.
When you're at home,
yeah,
your mum calls
public,
you.
It's Booney.
Booney. Okay, that's fair. Have you done many festival kind of things like this, like Ireland Music Week?
No, not really. Like the showcase kind of thing.
Yeah.
We did it all together now this year. Fantastical last week up in Drogheda. And the only other festival we've done is Fuinneamh, but nothing really like a showcase sort of things where it's just such a wide variety of different acts from all across the country. You know, there's something for everyone across the 2 nights. We're just lucky to be a part of it. Yeah, we've been trying to get on it for a few years. I think 3 years in a row we couldn't.
You're better off getting it when you're ready than getting it when you're...
I think so as well, actually. Yeah, maybe like early on might not be the best thing because I think it's only the one time you can do it as well.
So you need to be on it and you need to have the songs and you need to have the experience. Yeah. So you're better off until you're ready, you know, and I think that's important. Yeah. So we are going to be talking about Ireland Music Week, and just so people know what it is, it's this fantastic kind of festival, showcase festival of the finest new Irish acts. There's about 50 acts that play. There's a couple of guests from other countries as well, and they're on across Thursday and Friday, live shows in Lost Lane, Grand Social, Button Factory, Workman's and Wigwam. And if you get a chance to go along to it, it is just, you walk around, you know, you got your list of acts and you see some of the finest new acts in Ireland, and it is just a pleasure to watch it. I've been going since 2003, since I was a literal baby in 2003. I've been going with my lists and it's always been fantastic. I've been every year, I think, and I just it's just a really kind of brilliant event, and you get to see acts as they start and on the way up and everything, and it's just worth it. So if you get a chance, get your tickets to Ireland Music Week, and it's absolutely worth it. One of the big bands that went through it was Soda Blonde, who have announced a brilliant new live album, and this is with the National Symphony Orchestra. This is a song called Less Than Nothing. This is new by Soda Blonde on Nova. That is, of course, CMAT, Claire Mary Alice Thompson, who played that 4 years ago, and probably one of the biggest acts to have come out of Ireland Music Week over the last couple of years. As I said, it's been going since 2003, but Ireland Music Week has been going for 6 years. So, David, you've been there before. You've gone to see acts at it.
Yeah, I was there 2 years ago. Was at the Annalia show, and I remember just walking in for the first time. I was in the Grand Social, and it was in the ballroom section as well. Hot Girl were playing. And just everywhere you looked, it was just surreal because you see all your mates from college, you'd see friends from your hometown as well, and it's just constant. It's in your face. So I tried to put myself in the shoes of the performer, coming off stage for the first time, and you're immediately straight into that pit of just everyone asking, how's the set, how's the gig, that was so good. Maybe there's delegates there asking how, like just giving you praise, and I was thinking, Jesus, I'd love to...
To do
feel,
it.
Feel that, to have that moment as well.
But it must feel like a really kind of collegiate experience. You probably know loads of the bands who played last year, probably know loads of the bands who played this year.
Yeah, it's definitely, like, you feel a part of the community, of course. Like, you share those connections, obviously, through college. And that's the best thing about, like, like the music careers that we all have is that we all are there to support each other.
Mm.
So, as I said, I was just so happy to see my friends do that and have their flowers and just trying to visualize myself there someday.
Yeah, yeah. Well, David St. Clair, yeah. You were playing this year, and we'll chat about you and your music in a second. So, on the other side of things, you have played it a few times, Ava, Ava of Cable. So you played it last year as the bass player of one of the other acts?
I did indeed. I've played it the last 3 years playing bass for other bands. So I was playing for an excellent artist called Maria Kelly last year.
And then you just played her, yeah.
Yeah, and then before that was Annalie and then Katie Phelan. So that's kind of another kind of gig that I do. So I'm very excited that Cable's going to be getting a go. It's like my baby.
So, yeah, so but when you're kind of supporting someone that's going through it, like, are you seeing the kind of stress or the kind of, like, how are they, is that kind of feeling of excitement, stress, you know, worry or you know, for young bands like that?
It's more, I think, excitement because it's kind of everyone's everywhere. Kind of like what David said, it's quite surreal. Everyone's everywhere. You see all your mates. So it's actually fine. It feels like, well, for me, it felt, I wasn't in the hot seat either. So it kind of felt like just a normal gig, but there's a lot more, like when we were there, it's always buzzing. It's like every venue, there's people scrambling the streets, trying to get across the road to get to Workman's. And then I remember, like, I think I had like 30,000 steps last year because I was like sprinting across the Liffey, like. So it's really good crack. They were slightly stressed, but after you do your gig, you're just like, oh, grand, we've done it now. We just get to enjoy everyone else because you get a little ticket to go see everybody else.
Oh, no, that's most of the crack. I'm talking on Wednesday at a panel about radio. Apparently, they want me to do that. I don't know anything about radio, as you know yourself, but you get to go to see all the gigs and that's going to be really exciting. So we're going to chat about Cable and your music, and we're going to chat to you, David, about your music up after this on Nova.
Nova.
Yeah, it's Radio Nova. It's Ciarán McGuinness. We are doing a all-Irish hour Ireland Music Week special. So what we do is we play stuff that we think you're going to love and we chat about stuff that we think that you would like to be introduced to. And we've got two acts with us, Cable, a four-piece band from Dublin. We've got David O'Brien, otherwise known as David St. Clair. And he's from Drogheda and he makes really kind of, I think, well, you move between genres, I think, but it's kind of in the indie, folk, rock, pop kind of world, I suppose. I've really liked your music. I've been to see you four times now or something like that. We played a lot of your songs, This Is How You Fought Me, Junie, stuff like that in the past. And I just really enjoyed your music and it's a pleasure to have you in with us. So you're playing Ireland Music Week on Thursday at 10 p.m. in the Grand Social Ballroom, which is a brilliant venue.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, yeah. And so can you tell us a little bit about, you know, where you've kind of been doing over the last couple of years to get to here?
Yeah, so obviously as the guys beside me, I went to BIM 2019 and I had the specific goal in my mind to get a band and basically had this vision of getting my band in first year and bringing them on this journey through the 4 years I was at college. And luckily I met the amazing Cam Tehan, Josh Hackett and then Callum Wall, who just joined the band last year. So those chaps have just kind of helped cultivate my sound throughout the years I've started releasing music. So 2019 was kind of the first kind of track I released professionally as an artist. And up until now, working on this new EP, Pick Up Where You Left Off, kind of pushed that new sound, that cohesion that I was looking for many years. And now with this new track Around the Bend, you can finally see the shift from my kind of folk influences at the start into this more indie folk, rockier new sound that's just really cohesive to me, and it just feels like I finally have an identity as an artist.
Well, it's hard to get there, isn't it? Yeah. So I think one of the things about you is that you say that you write, a lot of the stories you write are fictional, so they're not always about you.
Yeah.
That must be weird when you're like writing a song which sounds tragic and you're like, actually no, it's not that tragic.
Yeah, like This Is How They Fought Me is about like abandoned children, and it's all my songs have maybe dark themes, but it's always there's always an alternative motive that it works out in the end. So I always like to pick apart things out from any sort of media I watch and it just becomes like cohesive in the end.
Yeah, yeah. So David St. Clair, and I like it. You've got a kind of a David Byrne kind of suit thing going on as well.
It's CEO.
I'm into it. The CEO. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, CEO vibes. But Why don't we just play one of the new songs? This is brand new. It's called Round the Bend.
Yeah.
And this is from your upcoming EP. Can you just give us a little background on this, if you don't mind?
Yes, Round the Bend is an 80s throwback, nostalgic type of song. And it's basically about going back in time and trying to figure out who I am, the artist I want to be.
Meta. I like it. Okay, so Round the Bend. This is David St. Clair on Radio Nova, playing on Thursday night at Ireland Music Week. It's Nova. Yeah, I love that. That is David St. Clair, brand new from him. It's called Round the Bend, and it's from his upcoming EP, which is going to be released in January. Thank you, David. Let's chat to Cable, a brilliant Dublin-based four-piece, grungy, indie, rocky, melancholic kind of alternative punk pop. I don't know.
Just as many words as you can think of, really.
Yeah, it's all of those.
And Mush, and Luke wants me to let you know that he's from Drogheda. Excellent.
Okay, yeah. No problem, Luke. That's no problem at all. There's a kind of a grunginess to it. I'm really into it. I've seen you a couple of times live. It's always really, I guess, it's really arresting. From the first time I saw it, I was like, oh, this is good, you know, which was, I think, at a Once to Watch, like
Once to Watch.
3 years ago.
I remember seeing you at the Once to Watch, actually. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I was wearing a massive helmet that said, I love music and I like the radio. So can you tell us a little bit about maybe where the band came together?
So we all met in BIM, like Mr. St. Clair here beside me.
There's
actually now they were from college as well. We were all the same year. So yeah, basically there was a college gig happening, and Ava had a tune that she wanted to try out, and she asked me, Luke, and our friend Cam at the time. Cam now plays with David as well, to help her out with a song, and we just had a few rehearsals and fleshed it out. And auditioned for the college gig, and we got on the gig, and it went great. And I think a couple of the tutors were like, "Are you just gonna keep going with this?" And
so it kind of came together a little bit organically.
We were just gonna do the college gig, and you know, we didn't have any plans after that really. But we had a bit of encouragement, and we were like, "Yeah, why not?"
That's funny. So it's obviously developed into something much more since.
Yeah, I know, we're still going. Yeah,
we're still going. But I think so. So who write, is it a full band writing the songs together kind of vibe in the room?
Yeah, mostly. I would do all the lyrics. Although actually, funny enough, with Luke, this is the first one that Luke's kind of had a good stamp on. We wrote a tune that we came out recently, and we had like three different versions of that. But we finalised on some lyrics that me and Luke kind of did together. But then we'd come into a rehearsal space, and we'd all kind of flesh out. We'd have ideas from, say, if I had a tune, and we'd all try and, I guess, make it bigger. And then Luke would do the same thing, or Booney, or Keane. We have Keane on drums now.
And do you feel like there's a kind of a scene that you're part of? Like, you can look around and go, these guys are in my scene, these bands are in my scene, and you're kind of supporting each other and delighted for each other and kind of connected in that way?
Yeah, I think the word scene kind of is almost quite loose, because every kind of genre that's in Ireland, we all know each other, and we're all like really happy for each other, really good mates. And yeah, we all try and go to each other's gigs and stuff, that kind of idea.
I see bands sending in songs, you know, and they'll send in their first song, and I'll be like, oh, there's something there, but maybe that's not the one. And, you know, they send in their fourth song, and I'm like, yes, oh, this is it. You know, this is great. And you do have a kind of a sort of a pride, sort of, if that makes sense, and seeing people develop. It must be mad to come out of a music college where everyone's kind of putting out stuff and then go out into the scene and start watching each other kind of develop. You know, we'll talk about acts that you're kind of excited to see in a minute, but for Cable, is this one of your bigger moments to play, or is there pressure involved in it?
As in for Ireland Music Week?
For you, yeah, Ireland Music Week, for yourselves.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. We've been going for years, and we've kind of adapted our sound through and through, depending on what we're all going through. The songs mean something else otherwise, and then we're just kind of getting excited to play again.
So you're playing on Thursday at 3 o'clock in the Grand Social Ballroom. So Thursday, 3 o'clock in the Grand Social Ballroom. That'll be a brilliant show. I hope to be there myself. And that is on Thursday. Yes. Yeah, so fantastic stuff. So we're going to play the song Uh-Oh. I have to say, it's one of my favourite songs, I think, maybe of the year so far. It's up there. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, kind of. It was three different versions before it came Uh-Oh. And so now here we are, we have Uh-Oh, and it was kind of loosely about my dog dying. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. R.I.P. Pluto.
R.I.P. Pluto. It's Radio Nova. Yeah, I love that. That is Cable, and Uh-Oh is the name of the song. And the amount of times I've said Uh-Oh or Uh-Oh or something, but it's Uh-Oh by Cable on Radio Nova, one of the brilliant bands who are playing Ireland Music Week. Another brilliant Irish act is a band called Innuendo. They've got a brand new song called Rosemary, and I put this on and I was listening to, you know, we had I think we had 147 applications for the show this week, and I was like powering through, you know, listening to everything, and then this one came out and I just went, wow, what a song, and it went straight in to the show this week. Really, really good. Rosemary is the name of the song. It's a four piece band, Innuendo. It's Radio Nova. Yeah, Rubber Glues, of course, and the Steady Song on Radio Nova. What a classic that is. One of the first acts to play Ireland Music Week. They played it in 2003, which is absolutely amazing. And they played with bands like Sack and the Walls and Turn and stuff like that. And it's amazing to see where we are 23 years later. We are very, very lucky to be joined by the band Cable and David St. Clair as well, two of the fantastic acts playing at Ireland Music Week. How are things going so far? Everything, you're happy?
Yeah, pretty good.
You're happy,
especially
so far?
After that tune. Love that tune.
That's a good tune.
Yeah, that's after perking us up a little bit.
It's an absolute, it's a belter. After this, we're going to be chatting about some of the amazing acts that are playing, and we're going to ask these wonderful people to give us some recommendations. If you'd like to get in touch or ask any questions to Cable or David St. Clair, 087 1818 100 or at 321 Kieran on Blue Sky. It's Radio Nova. Yeah, it's Kieran McGuinness. It is Radio Nova. We are chatting about Ireland Music Week in the presence of two brilliant acts who are playing the festival, David St. Clair and Cable. If you'd like to get in touch or ask a question to anybody here, including myself, 087 1818 100 is the text. And Jamie's been on. He says, we're really enjoying the music. Keep up the good tunes. Can you give a shout out to my granddad? No problem, Jamie's granddad. I hope you are well. So we got David St. Clair. How are you doing, David?
All good. How are you?
Good. Thank you very much. I'm good. So would you like to recommend some acts that people should go and see?
Yeah.
I know there's probably tons you have in your head, but let's keep it to a couple for Ireland Music Week this week.
Yeah, first I'd like to say Dream Boy, really brilliant bands. They will also work with the amazing Daniel DeBerke, one of my best friends and producer. So I had the privilege of like hearing the songs as they create them in real time in the studio and just seeing them live as well. They're such a brilliant group, and it's going to be a brilliant festival just to see them in that environment as
well. Yeah, so Dream Boy, they're a four-piece Dublin-based band, and mm-hmm. there's a female vocalist, yeah. And it's kind of, is it kind of dreamy sort of alt-rock pop sort of thing?
Yeah, like it's very transcending, I find, and just like hearing it come to life, especially in the studio and then on stage, there's so many different elements that you have to see for yourself in person, so... Yeah, they're a brilliant band.
So we're going to play Dream Boy in a second, but is there anyone else that you'd like people to like to recommend to people?
Yeah, Florence Road. Just seeing what they're doing so far, huge tours with like Wolf Alice, and I think they did Royal Oasis as well a while back. So yeah, they're so hot right now.
Yeah, they're so hot right now. That is Florence Road, a brilliant recommendation. And this is Dream Boy. We're going to play this. This is Ivory on Radio Nova. It's a brilliant Dream Boy on Radio Nova, and that song is called Ivory. Really, really great track by them. So they are playing, of course, at Ireland Music Week. One of the great recommendations there from David St. Clair. That is, he recommended Florence Road, and he recommended Dream Boy. So now, if you wouldn't mind, Ava from Cable, recommending maybe a band that people should go and see at Ireland Music Week.
Yeah, definitely. One of my favourites at the moment is an artist called All Things Eve. She's really cool. She's releasing loads of stuff now, kind of folk songwriter, really, really nice stuff. She has a new single out recently as well, actually.
Yeah. All Things Eve.
All Things Eve.
And Booney, did you want to recommend someone?
Echo Northstar. He's playing on Friday in the Workman's Club. Great band, great live act, really nice tunes, all very unique and different.
Yeah, we've been playing their songs for a bit. They've made they're now a three-piece, so I'm looking forward to that. They're playing Friday night in the Workman's. Why don't we play this song, Creatures, by Echo Northstar. This is a great track. This is Radio Nova. Yeah, that is a brilliant track by Echo Northstar, and they are playing on Friday night at Ireland Music Week. Go and check them out. This is Kieran McGuinness. This is the All Irish Hour. It's a pleasure to have you listening in. So we have asked for questions. We've got two live guests with us. We have David St. Clair, and we have Cable in as well. And so we've got a question in. It says, it's for you. I think it's from, might be from, anyway, it says, who is your favourite parent? And I'm assuming that is from one of your parents.
Well, to the person who sent that text in, the answer was given before I left the house. So
okay, this is the, Well, this is great stuff. Bron has been on. She's listening and loving the tunes, which is great. Someone else has been on saying. Who's that? We've got a text in from Doug, and Doug is really enjoying the music, and he says, I think it might have been 90s vibes. I think it might have been talking about, looking back at the time, I think he was talking about Cable, but 90s vibes there as well. Thank you so much to everyone for coming in. David, thanks for coming in. Best of luck with the show. You are playing, if go along and see Dave St. Clair playing Thursday at 10 o'clock in the Grand Social Ballroom, and I hope the gig's brilliant.
Yeah, thanks so much, Fiona.
Yeah, look forward to seeing you again soon. And Cable, Thursday at 3 p.m. Ava and Booney, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Karen. Just call in sick on Thursday and come down to us and see us. Thanks.
Yeah, that's the rule. That's what you have to do. 3 o'clock. Yeah. We'll have to ditch that one. But let's go. Thanks so much for listening. This is Kieran McGuinness. Why don't we play something great by Turn, who also played the first ever. They played the first ever Ireland Music Week, which was then called Hard Working Class Heroes, and they've reformed and they're playing their next gig next Friday in Vicar Street supporting Ham Sandwich, which is an amazing coincidence. It's Radio Nova.
The Nova Guest List Podcast with Kieran McGuinness. The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.